The first time he met Jennifer, she had blonde hair. He had played basketball for an hour at Sports Club LA, where magic sometimes work out, against a bunch of former college players and one guy who'd spent a couple of years as the 11th man on the Indiana Pacers. Showered and dressed, he was drinking coffee at a table for two in the snack bar during the crowded noontime when she asked if she could sit in the empty seat across from him. He said she could. It was a big part of why he came to Sports Club LA. He didn't really need to work out much. At 6 feet and 175, it was as if he'd been born in shape and never really had to work at it. He'd been a point guard at Fairfax High School, the only white point guard in the conference, and he could climb a long rope hand over hand without using his feet. At the academy, he'd been the fastest up the rope in his class. Mostly, he came to Sports Club LA because he knew there would be many good-looking young women there in excellent physical condition, and he hoped to meet one. Jennifer set her tray down and smiled at him. "My name's Jennifer," she said. "Jesse Stone." "What are you having?" she said. Her eyes were blue, the biggest eyes Jesse had ever seen, and her lashes were very long. She was wearing cobalt and emerald spandex, and her fingernails were painted blue. "Coffee." "Wow," Jennifer said. "Here in the health food bar?" Jesse smiled. Jennifer had some kind of sandwich with guacamole on whole wheat bread. When she took a bite, the guacamole oozed out of the edges and dribbled on her chin. She giggled as she put the sandwich down and wiped her chin with a napkin. He liked the way she giggled. He liked the way she seemed unembarrassed by slobbering her sandwich on her chin. He liked the way her green headband held her hair back off her face. He liked the fact that her skin was too dark a tone for her blonde hair. And he wondered momentarily what her real color was. "So, you in the business?" Jennifer said. "I'm a police officer," he said.
"Really?"
"Yes."
"God, you don't look like one."
"What do I look like?"
"Like a producer, maybe, or an agent. You know, slim, good haircut, good casual clothes, the Oakley shades."
Jesse smiled some more.
"You carry a gun?" Jennifer said.
"Sure."
"Really?"
Jesse opened his coat, turned his body a little so that she could see the 9mm pistol he wore behind his right hip.
"I've never even picked up a gun," Jennifer said.
"That's good."
"I'd love to shoot one. Is it hard to shoot one?"
"No," Jesse said. The gun nearly always worked, unless they were sort of late-age hippies, and then it turned them off. "I'll take you shooting sometime, if you like."
"Is there a big kick?"
"No." Jennifer ate some more sandwich and wiped her mouth.
"If I'd known I was going to eat with someone, I wouldn't have ordered the sandwich," she said.
Jesse nodded.
"You don't say much, do you?"
"No," Jesse said, "I don't."
"Why is it? Most guys I know around here talk a mile a minute."
"That's one reason," Jesse said. Jennifer laughed.
"Any other reason?"
"I can't ever remember," Jesse said, "getting in trouble by keeping my mouth shut."
"So, what kind of a cop are you? You a detective?"
"Yes."
"LAPD?"
"Yes."
"Where are you stationed? Are cops stationed?"
"I'm a homicide detective. I work out of police headquarters downtown."
"Homicide?"
"Yes." Jennifer was silent for a moment, thinking about the gap between the world she lived in and the one he worked in.
"You an actress?" he said. "Yes. How did you know?"
It was the thing he always said. He had a good chance to be right in Los Angeles, and even if he were wrong, the girl was flattered. "You're beautiful," he said, "and you have a sort of star quality."
"Wow, you know the right things to say, don't you?"
"Just tell them the truth," Jesse said.
"Right now I'm working at the reception desk at CAA," Jennifer said, "but one of the agents has noticed me and says he's going to get me some auditions during pilot season."
"You done any work I might have seen?"
"Mostly non-speaking parts, crowd scenes, things like that. I'm going to play 3 nights a week just down the street here. It's a modern version of a Greek tragedy called the Parsi. I play Clotho." sounds really interesting, Jesse said. I'd like to come see it. I can leave a ticket for you at the box office. All you have to do is let me know the night.
How about tonight, Jesse said.
Sure. Maybe have a bite afterward?
That would be very nice, she said.
Good, Jesse said. I'll meet you afterwards in the lobby. She smiled and stood and disposed of her tray.
If you don't like the play, don't arrest me, she said.
I'll like the play, Jesse said. He watched her as she walked away. He knew he'd hate the play, but it was part of what he was willing to pay in order to see that body without the lycra. At Santa Rosa, he crossed the Pecos. It was a pretty ordinary-looking little river to be so famous. What the hell made it so famous? Was it Judge Roy B., the law west of the Pecos? Small things pleased him as he drove. He liked seeing the towns that had once marked Route 66, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, Winona. He liked seeing the occasional wind-driven tumbleweed that rolled across the highway. He liked seeing road signs for Indian reservations in places like Fort Defiance. He wanted to make Tucumcari by dark.